Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Star Bright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, one and all to this program. Father, my God, we just thank you, we praise you, we worship you. Lord Jesus, as you've been preparing our hearts and our minds and our bodies in this season, and you've been teaching us and causing us to grow in you, Lord Jesus, we come again and we ask you for a deeper growth in you, Father, my God. We want our roots to go really deep down, We want our roots to go really deep down so that we are changed and transformed by the renewing of our hearts and minds. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, King of Kings. We ask that you would teach us today. Teach us and help us to grow and mature in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to the program. Welcome, welcome. We thank God for what he's done, doing, and yet to do. Before I get to much in the program, we have a Starbright event in March, and I'd like you to go on Eventbrite and book your space. So come one, come all to the program and let us learn, come together and learn more about what the Lord would have us do in this season. There's a lot going on. I'm not going to even try and, you know, say in a different way, but there's a lot going on. But if we fix our eyes and focus on the one, we will see his, what he is showing us, and we'll hear his voice directing us to say, this is the way. And we'll be able to follow after it. But if we focus on all the situation and circumstance and what's going on, it will cause us to be very confused and a lot of times stunt our growth, because it will impact what we believe. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When we see some things that are happening, it can impact our faith. It can really impact our faith. And I want us to tap into the things that will help our faith to grow in this season, in this time. You know, we've been looking at things that we need to do in this season. We are in the season of Easter, in Lent, preparing for the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And he wants us to grow. He wants us to grow, and we need to keep on growing, because if, when we keep on growing, we're learning and developing and gaining more about what the Lord would have us do. So I want us to keep on growing, keep on pressing forward, keep on pushing forward. God gives us everything we need to grow in Christ, and he became humans so that we would know that he understands what we feel and what we go through. He's given us his word, and he wants us to speak to our hearts through prayer. He wants us to speak to our lives through prayer, because there's life and death in the tongue. Those who love it eat its fruit. Now I want us to really look at that. It says there's life and death in the tongue. Those who love it eat its fruit. Now before you get fruit, there's a time that passes. Before you get fruit from a tree, a plant, there's some time that passes. So it is letting us know that whatever we say is like a seed, and it stays in a situation, goes deep in our hearts, in our lives, and then the fruit, whatever the fruit it produces, is what we're going to eat, what is going to nourish positively or negatively our lives. So if you have taken the seed of fear, it will produce stress, anxiousness, you know, doubt. It just produces, it cannot produce faith. The opposite of faith is fear. And fear, as the Holy Spirit made me realize, has so many different names: overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, you know, all those things. And it's all fear. The root, the seed of it is fear. And the Lord wants us to speak to our hearts, speak to us, because we need to be transformed by the renewing of our hearts and our minds. You know, as I said previously, as a man thinketh, so is he. Let our minds be thinking positive. Now, I know when you're believing for something, and what can happen is that you can get really doubtful. And I want us to keep speaking and combating, you know, batting back those negative, no, I will, no, I will get this, no, I will get that, no, I will get this, no, this is going to happen. And keep saying no to the negative thoughts, the confessions. Keep saying no to it. Keep pulling down. We've got to pull those things down. He's given us his word, and he wants to speak to our hearts and our minds. It's the beginning of a lifelong journey of spiritual growth. Now, it's a lifelong. It's not something that you do and then afterwards you don't do. We have to commit our lives to doing it and pressing into Christ. You know, it says in Philippians 3, verse 12, you know, in my Bible, it says, pressing towards the goal of the high calling. It says, I don't mean to say that have already achieved these things or that have already reached perfection, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain, 14 says, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. I'm going to read from 12 again. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. Now, as you're striving, if there's certain things that you need to do, I don't want to discourage, but do not be surprised if everything wants to come against it, you know, it happening. Do not be surprised if your journey seems a bit more twisted and long-winded. Do not be surprised if things go to happen to make you feel that, is this it? Don't be surprised. Don't let that be a surprise or a shock to you. No. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. As I've shared with you before, you know, with our second child, strange things happened. And I had to really focus in on the Lord. And it's not that I didn't doubt. There was a day especially, I just wondered. It's like I let go of Jesus' hands and I just was like in pieces. But the Lord was so good. Sent a nurse to me who just ministered to me in a way and encouraged me and said, oh, you know, this happened to this. I can't remember, it was to a sister or something. Something happened to us, and you see, and just encouraged me. I remember calling for, asking someone, because there was someone at the church I went to that worked. And I said, do you know this person? And they said, yes. I said, can you call the person to come? The person didn't come. I can't say they got the message or not. They didn't come. But God sent. God sent the right person. And even when I just felt like I can't hold on to Jesus's hand, he sent. So I want to use that to encourage you that even when it feels like you're being battered, the Lord will send. But you'll be able to see him sending if you fix your eyes, if you cry out to him. You will see what he's sending your way to rescue you, to help you. Okay, please. I'm going to read it again because I'm encouraged. Maybe you don't need it. I'm encouraged. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things. So this is a work in progress. Okay? Or that I've already reached perfection. Amen. But I keep working toward the day when I will finally be all that Jesus Christ saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up heavenly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honestly, it's what we need to do. And I want to see if I find it in a different translation. I'm going to see passion. Okay. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I am running with passion into his abundance, so that I may reach the purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own. So I may reach the purpose. What's your purpose? What's the purpose God has brought you to this place? What's the purpose? What is the purpose? Run into his abundance. Wow. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. No. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future. I run straight for the divine invitation for reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Amen. I forget all of the past. Now that past is going to keep trying to remind you. You know this didn't work. You know that didn't work. You know. Tell it to be quiet. Tell it quiet. No speaking. Speak to your past and say, you don't have room in my future. Speak to it and say, no, not accepting that you want to dictate your lives. Because the past is the past, is behind you. Your testimonies of the past are your memory stones to remind you of what God is doing, what God has done, and to remind you that you are on a journey. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus Christ. Amen. You running for that goal, for that prize. Wow. Amen. I'm running myself, I tell you. I'm running for that prize. It's worth it. It's worth it. If what you were doing wasn't so impactful and important, look at it that way. There won't be such pushback. Sometimes we we don't look at it that way. If you look at the what happened to Ruth and Naomi, Ruth was joined to the lineage of Jesus. You know, for me, that's a drop the mic moment, because with all that happened, nobody would have even considered that that was because of her obedience, because of pressing forward, for saying, let your people be my people, let your God be my God. From that statement, focusing on that she'll be joined to the lineage of Jesus. In order to press on and grow spiritually, it's important for us to spend time with God, to study His Word, and learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And this is when we were talking some time ago about be still and know that I am God. There's something that we need to, in the stillness, it can be physically, it can be spiritually, it can mentally, because sometimes your mind can be going to and fro. You say, be still and know. There's a stillness and then knowing. It's not a knowing and then a stillness. It's a stillness and then knowing. And it's because we will then hear that still small voice whispering to us. And that helps us to grow. Just like we need natural disciplines in our lives, such as the discipline to work, to eat, the discipline of handling our finances so we don't overspend, you know. So we need to have spiritual disciplines. And in this season, we need to bring that to our forefront. You know, get people together and pray regularly. Pray regularly. You may even think what's happening. No, pray regularly. You'll start feeling the impact. And we need to add them and keep them as a good habit in our lives, because they will help us keep closer to God and keep Jesus at the center of it all. We need to keep Jesus at the center of it all. God gave us His Word as a instruction, as a manual, as a direction for our life. And it's filled with such wisdom and encouragement, and it changes our lives. And we need to dive into it. You know, get a devotion. Study the scriptures leading up to the crucifixion and the resurrection. You may know it. Listen to it in a different translation. Read it in a different translation. You know, you don't even have to buy the different translation. You can even look at it online. You can even, you know, there's so many. You can even buy the digital version of the different translation. I love looking at the scriptures in different translations, because it gives a perspective that I might not have viewed of what God was saying. I was listening to something with the worship leader, and it was talking about the word, you know, that when Moses was saying to the to God, who shall I say sent me? And it was talking about the Hebrew word, I am, you know, I am, I will be, sent you. And they were saying that, well, Moses couldn't say, I am, I will be, because he had to come up with a word of he will and he will be sent me. And then they decide they don't want to be saying it, because they don't want to be saying it just casually. So they change it to something else. And then when people were translating it, they translated it to Yahweh and Adonai. But that wasn't really what the original translation was. So when we read things, I say that to say, because when we read things in different translations, it gives us a fuller perspective of what the scripture could have been saying, because it's an instruction, it's a manual, it has life-changing power. Now, in John, that we know, you John 1, it says, in the beginning, John 1:1, in the beginning the Word already existed. He was with God, and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that He didn't make. In the beginning, as before all time began, was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God Himself. That is, you know, mind-blowing in and of itself. So the Word of God, what God wanted to do, existed and was there. And was, you know, when it says the Word will not drop down to the ground void, it will always accomplish. That Word, that what God has said over your life, is going to accomplish, because the Word has been around and existed and was with God even before you existed. The Word, what He says, you know, we say Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. What He says He will do, He will do. You know, He's not a man that He will lie. What He's going to do, He's going to do. The Word, that the power in that Word. And I want us to focus in on that, because wherever we focus is where we get to. And I remember when I was learning how to drive, the driving instructor used to ask me to focus in on a certain part, because he wanted me to aim the car in a certain way. And where we focus is where we head to. If I'm looking back, I'm not going to focus on any, see anything forward. So I can miss turnings, I can miss opportunities, I can miss diversions, I can end up going a long way because I've missed the road, closed ahead, turned this way, all sorts of things. But when we focus on the One that is bidding us forward, we will learn and grow in Him, because He's directing our lives. You know, studying the Word and spending time with God and the Word can seem, you know, a bit confusing, intimidating. It can seem overwhelming, because sometimes you look at the whole thing and think, how am I going to remember all this? But I want us to relate it to my favorite subject, one of my favorite subjects, maths. The more you practice maths, the more you get. The more you read the Word, the more you get. This is how it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by reading, and reading the Word. Faith comes by absorbing the information regarding the Word. Faith comes, your belief, your hope that you know God is able, your understanding of the Lord, your deciphering things of God comes by you spending time. It doesn't come any other way but spending time with the Lord. You can begin in this season, right? If you've had some time, they think, I haven't prayed enough. You can even start with the Lord's Prayer, because, and just break it down, because the Lord's Prayer has everything that you need to say. You can ask the Lord to prepare your heart and mind. I always try and keep my phone with the notes, because the Lord might speak to you once you've gotten up and whisper something to you, bringing a scripture to mind. He might tell you then and there, as you're going about your day. He might direct you to a certain scripture, anything. It might be a few days, it might be that same day, anything. And we have to, you know, apply what we've learned. So one of the good ways to apply what you've learned and to remember what you've learned is, whatever you've learned, try and teach somebody else, because then it even then makes them accountable, and makes you accountable, because they might ask you, have you done that, and then you can think, oh no, I need to do that, I need to pray more. And you might even find in that, on that journey, you might think, right, let me join with someone to pray more. And I want us to not put it off till next week, sometime, never, ever, but actually press into the Lord more in this season, because this is the season to draw closer. No matter where you are with the Lord, it's good to start spending more time with Him, more time with the Word, and be determined to stick to it. Be determined to develop that habit. Be determined to connect with God through more prayer, more praise, more worship, more study. Be determined. You might even say to yourself, you know what? Your favorite, I'm going to read through the scriptures that regarding, that lead up to the crucifixion and the resurrection. You might even say to yourself, you know, I'm going to be praying twice a day. You set yourself some smart targets that are specific, measurable, you know, that they are achievable, reasonable, you know, and say, right, I'm going to be doing this, and set yourself time, make it timely, so that you say, I'm doing this every day, I'm praying with this person every day, I'm pray. Increase wherever you are, increase what you're doing to delve into the Lord, so that you grow. So, because we need, for where God is taking us, we need growth. We need growth, and we need to be in the right atmosphere. I say this because the grandma of Starbright has had, I've got a plant, and it's been in a certain position, and it's been doing well to the point that it's outgrown the pot. You know, normally plants have a habit of dying because I might overwater or underwater it. But this one has done so well, it's outgrown. So, bless Grandma Starbright, it was repotted, and that's excellent. But we perceived that the weather was getting warmer, and it was put in a relatively cool part of the house. And I looked at it this morning, and it looked like it was half dying. So I've moved it inside the house, because it's more of an indoor plant. I've moved it right inside, near where it was before. And I said, no, the weather, where it's at, was not conducive. And I say all this to say, we need to make sure the atmosphere of where we're at, what we're tapping into, is conducive to our growth. Because that plant could have had all the right food, all the right this, but if the atmosphere was not correct, it was not going to help it to grow. So ensure that you're in the right atmosphere, tapping into the right atmosphere for growth and development. It's so, so important. Tap in to the right atmosphere. Tap in to what God is doing. Tap in for where He's taking you. Tap in. I encourage you to tap in, because God is doing great things. Now, it says in Philippians 1, I'm turning the pages of my Bible. And be sure, Philippians 1:6, and be sure that God, who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. And I am sure that God, who began, you know, the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. The Lord has started a good work in our lives. The Lord has started in a good work. The Lord has started something good. But the enemy will want to make you feel all sorts of things that is not, might not happen. It's the enemy. I want us to look at the from the time they captured Jesus. I want us to reflect on that. And actually look, with all that happened, nobody would have suspected that all that happened will bring the Holy Spirit, which we tap in today, our help. With all that happened, no one, even though it was predicted a lot, didn't recognize that after 3 days he was going to rise. So when we tap into the Lord, I want to encourage you that even when it looks like the situation is dire, no one can know what God has in store. No one. So even when someone says, oh, really no one knows. You know, as that song says, no one can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide. No one can know. No one can know. You know, no one can know. No one can predict. No one. Expect the unexpectable. Believe for what seems to be unbelievable. Now, I'm on a journey, and I won't say it's smooth, but I have decided to myself, I cannot be flustered. I cannot be flustered, because God knows. And you know what? When you're flustered, you actually get confused. So I keep saying to me, I cannot be flustered. I need to be just fixing my eyes on the one. In this area, I cannot be flustered. I need to fix. In that, I cannot be flustered. I need to fix. In this, I cannot be flustered. I need to fix. When it feels like, oh, wow, I don't know. I said, no, I don't know, but God knows. I cannot be flustered. I need to fix my eyes on the one. Fix your eyes on the one. And this season, fix your eyes. Father, my God, we just thank you. Adonai, we praise you. King of kings, we worship you, we adore you. Son of God, you are so good. Father, we cannot thank you enough for all that you have done, all that you're doing, all that you're yet to do. We don't know what words we can say to praise you, but we praise you and adore you. We ask that, Father, my God, you help us to focus and now fix our eyes upon you, because you are taking us forward. Lord Jesus, we're holding on to your promises, because your word is yes and amen. We're holding on to you, because you that begun a good work is taking to completion. Father, my God, King of kings, we don't know what the completion looks like, but we know that when we fix our eyes upon you, it'll be beyond our imagination. Help us to let go of all that is gone behind and strain forward to the prize of the high calling. Father, my God, we thank you. King of kings, we praise you. We give you all the glory and praise in the precious name of Jesus. Have a blessed, wonderful, and glorious week, and bye for now.